Network, Eric Carley, Gary McNamara, retired senior trooper Monty Dial from the Texas Highway Patrol. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring you Ask the Law. We'll get to national weather at 33 past. And also, we want to welcome Gary back from his long stint away from the program. Oh, wait, that's me. Oh, yeah. Trooper Dial, welcome to the program.
Now that you're
back, good morning.
Both of you, I'm going to learn you some teachable moments here.
Okay, all right. Then before you learn us, I just want to let everybody know that this is Ask the Law for Monday, August 3rd, 2009, live with retired senior trooper Monty Dial from the Texas Highway Patrol. And, by the way, you should know that the information and answers are up to date as of today and can change without notice. Statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered opinions only. All right, so what are you going to learn us about here, Gary? What do we do?
Well, everything now is going to be a teachable moment. Everything's going to be a teachable moment from now on.
Oh, it is?
On the show, yes.
It is?
Lots of teachable moments.
It is?
And if you don't agree with us, you have acted stupidly. So.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Well, we've acted stupidly sometimes. I don't mind acting stupidly sometimes. Trooper Dial, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Here we are. I want to let everybody know that Old Blue USA is going to be at the Great American Trucking Show coming up later this month.
Yes.
That's so hard to say.
Yes, we will be there.
I can't believe, but here we are in August already. And, that's coming up August 22nd through August 20th through the 22nd. And you guys are going to be out there. And because of the very generous contributions of Truck Riders North America and the Great American Trucking Show, they will be able to put on the free hourly logbook and vehicle inspection presentations with the Texas Highway Patrol and the Old Blue USA's team during the show. So you can visit the website safetytour.org and find out more about Old Blue USA and much more. So there you have it. Big show coming up August 20th through the 22nd. I have not been down there to see yet what's going on with parking around Reunion Arena, because, you know, they're tearing down Reunion Arena. But we've been told the parking will still be there.
Yes. My understanding is the truck parking will be at the same location
right.
that it was last year.
Yeah.
It'll be south and east
mm-hmm.
of the convention center.
Right, right. Just, again, the same place it was last year.
Yes.
Which is good, because that's within walking distance.
Oh, yes.
It's right there, about a half a block. And it's an indoor show, you should know.
Yes.
Once you park outside and you walk inside, grab you something cold to drink. I can't imagine. Now, we have actually had, for those who are outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've actually had a pretty mild summer. As far as average temps are concerned, although leading up to this mild weather, we had our share of 100-plus days.
Yes.
And we have some more just around the corner, I think.
Yes.
So that's on the way. If you want to ask Trooper Dial a question, 800-288-9227. That's how you get in, 800-288-9227. You got a question about hours of service. You got a question about your logbook. We would love to hear from you at 800-288-9227. I just got back from the Bargen show last week. Great show. The Bargen folks are really great. They really are outstanding. And they're a distributor of products for the trucking industry. And I was able to talk to a lot of these product makers. And everybody has GPS. Everybody has a GPS. Goodyear has a new GPS, which is outstanding. It's a really great, great product. All of them are. They're all competing right now.
Oh, yes. It's
very, very competitive.
It's fixing to be a competitive market.
Yeah.
I think everybody's seeing the handwriting on the wall. That,
right. With electronic onboard recorders.
With the EOBRs coming on.
Yeah.
And I think they want to get out and get something there to where drivers will have a wide choice
yeah.
of new items.
And we believe that the EOBRs are going to have to, I mean, everything we've heard up to this point, the idea would be that they would have to be GPS-enabled.
Yes.
So they're going to be keeping track of those trucks. But, you know, aside from that, the user-friendly features of all the GPS screens out there, there was a couple different ones that came through that were, I just thought were terrific. These are the bigger 7-inch screens.
Mm-hmm.
And they have these large buttons on them, and you're thinking, wow, who needs buttons that big? But you think, all right, if I'm wearing work gloves, you know, I need to be able to manipulate,
right,
you know, that. And a lot of these folks that run flatbed, you know, don't have those. You know, they have to take, you're going to have to take your gloves off and everything else, and maybe clean your hands. And yeah, don't worry about it. You got a big 7-inch screen. Lots of these great products, you'll hear about them on future shows, but I thought that was interesting. Also, we're coming up on September 1st.
Yes.
Which is bringing about some changes when
yes.
it comes to certain laws.
Yes.
What do we know about some of the Texas laws that are changing or new laws that are coming about as of September 1st of 2009?
Well, there's two big ones that have come about or will come about come September the 1st. Mm. And one of them has to do with no idling.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is a Texas law?
Texas law.
All right. Now, if... All right. What? Let's go through the details here. What is it that is that's going to be implemented? What are the details of this law?
What happened was back in either 2005 or 2007,
mm-hmm.
the Texas legislators passed a law that trucks could idle.
Yeah.
Provided they were using the sleeper berth to obtain mandatory rest.
Ah.
They tried to extend that. The bill died.
Mm.
They also tried to implement a bill that would allow the trucks that are CARB approved
mm-hmm.
in California,
mm.
which from what I have understand is they actually put out less pollution than a regular car does.
Right, right.
That bill died. Then they went in and tried to say, okay, we'll get a bill passed where if you have anti-idling apparatuses,
mm-hmm.
that they will give you the extra 400 pounds. That died.
Wow.
So right now, come September the 1st, there is no idling of any kind in Texas.
Well, how did they get? And I don't understand. How did they get to that point? I mean, did they have to pass that legislation, or was that the legislation that was in existence before?
That was legislation that was in existence prior to this year. It ended. The old bill
wow.
that was passed in either 2005 or 2007. Most of them always have a ending date.
Mm-hmm.
August the 31st of 2009 was the ending date of the original bill. So they had to introduce a new bill to get it to extend, and they were looking at trying to get it extended through 2011. That died. So now then, the bill that was originally introduced that let them idle as long as it was being used for rest.
Right.
That bill no longer exists now.
So there was a sunset provision on that bill.
Yes.
It's gone.
It's gone.
So is there? So what is the limit? 5 minutes?
Yes.
There, okay. It's 5 minutes.
It
will be 5 minutes in Texas, even at a rest area
yes.
when you're in the bunk.
Yes.
Are there any states that we know of that are allowing idling at all beyond 5 minutes right now? I mean, because the last, and of course, we're familiar with Texas.
Yes.
You especially. And the Texas rules and regulations, but it seems that most of the states have pretty much tightened down to the 5 minute rule. Drivers ask me all the time, how do I know what the rules are in each state or city or you know, and it's hard to keep up with.
It definitely is. I haven't, like I say, I just found out last week.
Yeah.
I have not done enough research to find out
right.
if there is a website that somebody can go to
mm.
that will tell you whether or not you are not allowed to idle in that state.
Well, I know the EPA had a site, but the problem was the EPA site didn't seem to be, there were questions whether or not it was current, EPA.gov,
right.
and whether that site was current, you know, up to the new laws. But as of September 1st, 2009 in Texas, no matter where you are in the state,
correct,
you cannot idle past 5 minutes for any reason.
Correct.
And
wow.
So you can use your APU, but you're not
yes.
you're not granted that 400-pound
correct
exemption
but,
that some states have.
But
right.
let me kind of go through and explain a little things to you here.
All right.
First off, going back to the idling, anytime there is new legislation in Texas, DPS, now here again, DPS always has a 90-day non-enforceable. So in other words, the first 90 days, they're not going to take any type of enforcement action against you.
Right.
The second part of that is Texas has a policy that they will grant you up to 1,000 pounds built into the weight tolerance, up to 1,000 pounds on a single axle before you get a ticket, 1,500 pounds on a tandem axle before you get a ticket, 2,000 pounds on your gross before you get a ticket.
Interesting.
So the 400 pounds, chances are it's going to keep drivers under the enforceable tolerance.
At least in the state of Texas.
In the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you have the 400-pound APU equipped, then chances are it's going to keep you in under the tolerance that DPS will give you before a citation is issued.
All right. We're going to get to some questions. In fact, Roger is already on board out of Georgia. And if you want to get on board and you've got some questions about idling, you got questions about your logbook, if you have questions about hours of service, we want you to get on board right now, drivers, at 800-288-9227. Retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial is here, courtesy of Old Blue USA. And we want to again thank Truck Riders North America for their generous contributions to make this show and the shows that they do at big truck shows, all the demonstrations they do out there, possible because they've been very, very generous here recently. And that's how it keeps going. That's what makes it possible. We're back here in just a few minutes with your questions and answers with Trooper Dial. Stand by.
On the Midnight Radio Network.
Well, it's the Midnight Radio Network. And Ask the Law. Get on board now. We have an open line for you. 800-288-9227.
It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law. Eric Hurley, Gary McNamara, retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial in the studio with us as we're taking your questions at 800-288-9227 or text us 68683. MRN is the first word in the first line.
And the information and answers are up to date as of today, Monday, August 3rd, 2009. And they can change without notice. Statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions. Let's go to the phones, 800-288-9227.
Let's go to Roger in Griffin, Georgia. Roger, hi. You're on Ask the Law. Welcome. Hi.
How you doing tonight?
Good.
I got a question. I work for a freight line, USF Holland, and I also work for a tractor and trailer body shop. Now, neither one of them requires me to run a logbook unless I go over. Now, USF Holland requires me to run a logbook after I go over 12 hours just to, you know, I guess cover themselves because it's not really legal, but do I need to run a logbook anyway, either way that I work, you know, that I work two jobs? Now, I don't work them every day.
No, what you need to do, Roger, is the one company that you're actually driving a truck for.
Yes, sir.
You need to make sure that you report the hours to that company that you do work part-time somewhere else. And what you're going to have to do is keep track of the total of line 3 and line 4 and make sure that you don't go over either the 60 and 7 or 70 and 8.
Right.
Because that other job is considered to be on-duty, not driving?
On-duty, not driving.
Okay.
So, because I'm leaving one job and I'm going to another job, but I don't drive every day at my full-time job, which is USF Holland.
Right.
And because I work the dock. Matter of fact, I'm on my way in there tonight.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't work at my part-time job every day. I work about 2 to 3 days a week.
Okay. But all the combined hours here,
yes,
whether he's working on the dock, sitting behind a desk, or what, if it's not driving, that's on-duty,
not driving.
On-duty, not driving.
Yes. Yeah. And like I say, all you need to do is make sure that the employer that puts you behind the wheel of a truck, just make sure that they are informed of the hours that you work, whatever day it is that you work, make sure that they are made aware. Tuesday, I work 2 hours.
Right.
You know, or whatever day it is.
Well, yeah, I've asked two different DOT officers here, and one says I do, one says I did not. And that's why I was kind of curious of, you know, should I go ahead and run one just to, you know, cover my butt, basically, or,
well,
or should I?
No, you, like I say, you're not required to run a logbook for the company that does not put you behind the wheel.
Okay.
But you do have to record those hours and turn them in on a sheet of paper to the employer that could put you behind the wheel, because you want to make sure that you do not exceed 70 hours in 8 days or 60 hours in 7 days.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Trip Dow.
All right, Roger. Thank you so much. Stay safe. We appreciate your call. We're going to get back to more of your questions. We got a full board here. Actually, one line open now at 800-288-9227. Also, some more new laws, a couple other points that we need to make as of September 1st of 2009 with Trooper Dial on Ask the Law coming up.
On the Midnight Radio Network. Network and Ask the Law, 800-288-9227, or text to 68683. MRN is the first word in the first line. Gary McNamara, Eric Harley.
And retired Senior Trooper Monty Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol is here, courtesy of Old Blue USA. And this is Ask the Law for Monday, August 3rd, 2009. All the information and answers are up to date, can change without notice. Statements or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinion only. Don't miss R.J. Taylor and the whole crew and Trooper Dial, the whole crew from Old Blue USA, will be at the Big Dallas Truck Show August 20th through the 22nd. We'll be down there as well, and they'll be giving putting on their free hourly logbook and vehicle inspection presentations, and we want to thank Truck Riders North America for putting some money into this. I'll tell you, during these times, that's tough to do, but they ponied up some cash, and we thank them for their contributions making all of this possible. Trooper Dial, September 1st, 2009, something we mentioned with idling, that is going to be limited to 5 minutes in the state of Texas as of September 1st, 2009, statewide, but there are also some other laws going into effect in Texas in regards to cell phones and texting.
Yes. This is a statewide law that you cannot talk on a cell phone or text while traveling through a school zone.
Okay.
Unless it's a hands-free device.
All right. So make sure that, and you know, in a school zone, you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah.
But they see so many people. You see the cameras, the news cameras, they focus on these individuals who are all over the phone first mm-hmm. thing in the morning.
Yes.
And there's kids everywhere.
Yes.
I'm just so paranoid, and we live in a school zone. I live inside a school zone.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I'm ultra paranoid. I won't do anything other than 10 and 2.
Yes.
There's just too many kids that just run out without, you know, they'll just run across, and I just don't ever want to be in that situation.
And it's more so the younger ones than the older ones.
Yeah, we're right there at an elementary school.
Yes.
My daughter won't be going to that school this year. She's moving on to middle school, but the little kids from all over the neighborhood right there running back and forth across the street. And there's a crossing guard and everything else.
Yes.
But sometimes the kids don't hear, or they don't see you, or
mommies and daddies drop them off in the middle of the block.
Exactly. Yeah. So make sure you know that. 800-288-9227. Let's get back to the questions.
Let's go to John in Flagstaff, Arizona. John, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network, and you're on with Trooper Dial here. Welcome. You're on Ask the Law.
All right. Thanks. Hi, Trooper Dial.
Morning.
I'm curious as to what the intent of the state of Texas is. I don't know what percentage of the economy is due to trucks in Texas, but I'm sure it's huge. All the trucks coming out of El Paso, Laredo, and whatever. Now, I don't know if you've ever, like, tried to sleep in your squad car with the air conditioning shut off and 110 degrees like it is in Laredo, and you're waiting 2 or 3 days for load, or you're sitting at stoplights for up to 10 minutes to get through there. I don't know if it's qualified for people to come along and write a ticket or not, but, I mean, Texas should be a little friendlier to trucks, I would think. We can't all afford to go out and buy an alternate power supply for our trucks, APUs, and can't afford to stay in motel rooms. Is the state willing to accept the responsibility of people dying in their trucks? Because that's what's going to happen.
Well, you know, and of course, Trooper Dial is not going to comment on something like that. He's here to answer questions specifically, but I will say that I think that we knew these anti-idling laws were on the way. We knew they were going to get tighter and tighter and tighter as we went along. I think it is a very serious situation when a driver doesn't have a choice in extreme heat. And it could be a case where you're just waiting on a load. You're not necessarily looking to get any sleep. You're just waiting on a load. We actually had a case here in Texas. It wasn't a truck driver, but it was a traveling salesman who was in his car in extreme heat. He had fallen asleep and never woke up. So I think those situations, when there aren't allowances for those kind of extreme cases, are really, really, really dangerous. And that was one example.
Are there any provisions for motorhomes and buses? I'm sure they're allowed to idle because they're passengers in the buses.
Think about how many cars. I mean, the cars, the four-wheelers themselves, outnumber the Class 8 vehicles. And Class 8 vehicles right now, in fact, as you get closer and closer to 2010, the engines are cleaner than they have been before. This is my whole point, is that the engines we've had EPA mandates that have required these engines to be cleaner. We are in clean diesel. This is what they call it now. It's clean diesel. And so in the age of clean diesel, I just have to wonder if we're, you know, if the driver or the company or somebody else is paying for that fuel. We're not talking about clean air any longer. If that driver wants to take that responsibility. Now, I will say that if you're a long-haul driver and you idle on a regular basis, it's going to save you a lot of money to go out and get an APU. That APU will pay for itself. But the problem is again, we lose this flexibility, John, and I agree with you. Not having that flexibility in certain regulations puts us in a situation that could be dangerous for certain individuals. So
what if the guy's APU breaks down? I mean, you know,
yeah,
you got
sure.
that situation well, as well. There,
and the APU is an engine. That APU is an engine. There are,
right.
There are a lot of companies right now that are turning to the whole battery systems. The battery
right.
systems themselves, though, are only designed to go up to 10 hours. And depending on the load that those battery systems are carrying, you may not get 10 hours out of that, which means, again, in a sleep situation, it could become dangerous. And that's where, and in Texas, we can get extreme cold as well as extreme heat. People in Dalhart and the Panhandle know that all too well. And I think very few areas of the country are immune from that. And they have extremes one way or the other, if not both. So
right.
I would agree with you, but it's one of those situations that it's already in place, and I don't see it changing. It's just you should know that is going to be the law as of September 1st, 2009 in Texas, and I would keep, in fact, idling to a minimum for all drivers in all areas of the country because there's too much confusion about local law versus state law and everything else. If you're idling on a regular basis, you know, you're going to have to get an APU, and there's really no two ways around that. And so I don't know how else to explain it. There are no exceptions in that situation. You could have an officer, very possible. You can have an officer who is not going to strictly enforce and not going to write you a citation based on that law if there is an extreme case. But I can't tell you when that's going to happen, if it will at all. And again, we want you to get on board, 800-288-9227. We also want to remind something you made a, we, you made a comment during the bottom of the hour break here, Trooper Dial, that the cities may not have, the cities in our state of Texas may not have a policy of a 90-day waiver period where they when it comes to enforcement. You mentioned that the state will have a 90-day period of non-enforcement, but the municipalities, we don't know who has that and who doesn't.
Right. DPS has written, you know, by policy, has it written that any time a new law is enacted, there is a 90-day grace period.
Mm-hmm.
The local sheriff's departments and the local police departments are not bound to that policy that DPS has.
Right. So you should just know that as of September 1st, that's the law. You should plan for that law accordingly. And we've always told you, if you listen to this program, you know, if you idle 10 hours a day, you can do the math. Even at $2.50 a gallon, it's going to wind up being $25, $30 a day. So that can go toward the payment of an APU, even one of the smallest, less expensive APUs out there. And it can pay for
itself.
And
we've done the math on the show many times.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're idling on a regular basis, I agree there should be exceptions to every rule, but we don't know who will grant those exceptions. And as far as we know right now, there is no written exception to these situations. And we're back in just a moment. Ask the Law continues, and you can get on board at 800-288-9227. We have an open line, 800-288-9227. You can also send us a text, 68683. Make sure you put MRN as the first word, 68683. Back in just a moment.
On the Midnight Radio Network. It's the Midnight Radio Network and Ask the Law, 800-288-9227. Senior Trooper Monty Dial in studio with us to answer your questions. Gary McNamara, Eric Harley.
That's right. The information and answers are up to date as of August 3rd, 2009. Can change without notice. Opinions, or the statements, rather, or comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial are considered to be opinions only. 800-288-9227.
Let's go to John. John, hi. You're on the Midnight Radio Network. You're on Ask the Law. Welcome, John.
Hello, Trooper Dial. I had a coworker. Was pulled over the other day last week, and he got 7 warnings and a citation. The citation was for no trailer brakes. It was a trailer had electric brakes on it, and he swears that the trooper disconnected the trailer from the truck and put a black box in it, and that told the trooper whether the brakes would work or not. And I've never heard of anything like that. Is there such a thing?
There could be an electronic device that when you unplug the plug from the truck to the trailer, you can plug this little device in. When they step on the brake, it will send a signal and will light up a light to let us know that a signal is being sent from the brake controller on the towing unit.
Well, he swears that he had his green light on the controller in his cab, and that's the only way he knew, he says, that his brakes were working.
Yeah.
But the trooper insisted his brakes were not correct.
Yeah.
He wrote him a citation for it.
That could mean that indicator in that cab was faulty.
I mean,
there could be a number of things. Anybody who deals with electronics will tell you, that, you know, in this age, a number of things could be at fault here, so.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
But you say that there is a device that you guys carry when you do roadside inspections to check
some do and some don't. A lot of the, used to when I was working, if it was the older style, vehicles, I would just have the driver reach down and squeeze the brake box.
Yeah.
You know, put the transmission in drive. Of course, you got to step on the brake, let off the brake, and squeeze the box. And if the vehicle didn't move, the brakes on the trailer were operating, you know, functionally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But a lot of the newer ones, especially with the Fords, there's no way that you can actually squeeze anything and get it to lock the brakes up on the trailer.
Yeah. I have another question. In Texas, can you have tinted windows on a commercial motor vehicle?
Yes, you can. If you will get the DOT regulations in 39360, it says that you can tint them, provided that no more than 30% of the light is blocked out.
All right, 30%. 30%. All right. Hey, thank you, John. We do appreciate that call. If you want to get on board, you can do that right now at 800-288-9227. Again, 800-288-9227. You can also send us a text if you'd like, 68683. More of Ask the Law coming up right after the news.
On the Midnight Radio Network.